Hey, welcome, guys, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here at philhendryshow.com. And this is our Thursday show as we bring you our show from South Florida, baby. South Florida all the way.
And we're having a wonderful time.
Let me ask a question. What is wrong with your throat?
Yeah, it sounds a little dried out, Miss Gray.
I don't know. It's probably because I've had to strain it, bending over. Don't you say it, bud.
Well, you're talking about bend over.
Hey, bud, I'll kick your ass.
Okay.
Sorry, Margaret.
I'm having to bend over to talk into the microphone of the MacBook Pro. Whoa.
Margaret.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to get this said. Now, every time we come to South Florida, Phil says we're working off of the MacBook Pro, the little portable studio. Can you turn the garbage down, please?
Miss Gray, this is our...
Turn the garbage down.
Margaret, that's not garbage. That's surfing with my little brother.
Who?
Never mind.
Here's Phil.
Never mind. All right, if you don't want to talk about it...
Hold on. Yes, I do. This is a very uncomfortable broadcast position because the microphone in the MacBook Pro is way down there. And every time I talk about the difficulty I have talking into this microphone, I have to use phrases like bend over. Hold on, bud.
Yeah, bud, watch it.
All right.
I have to use phrases like bend over, arch my back, all these things that gets this one here all that much closer to death. Because he wants to say something.
Well, he's not going to say... Bud, you're not saying anything.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, look, maybe your voice is a little strained because, you know, it's been a whirlwind trip here to South Florida. Part of the whole reason why we're here at this particular trip is because of Kirby Boy.
Yes, Kirby, God bless him, is elderly, and Phil volunteered to take care of Kirby. And when Phil volunteers...
Yeah, when Phil volunteers, we all do.
Yeah, it's pretty much...
Well, ain't that just too bad? Sorry, guys, but, you know, the show must go on.
Yeah.
So we came here, and we were going to take care of Kirby while Jackie had jury duty. Margaret Gray.
Thank you, Phil. I'll pick up from there. You take it.
Your voices?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jackie had jury duty all of one day. What happened was she went down to the Broward Courthouse, and they said, guess what? We don't need you no more. And that was a beautiful thing, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, she was able to get out of there and everything.
Well said. All right. Now, we have a treat for you today. And sitting here in our spacious patio, Brad, come on over.
Yeah.
Hello, Brad.
How are you? Nice to meet you. Nice to Mr.
Yeah, it's General Shaw.
Yeah, General Shaw. Brad Rifkin.
Nice to meet you.
All right, Brad, you guys know the story.
Yes, we do.
We met Brad here in South Florida back in 1994 when I first moved to Miami. And at that time, I was staying at the Hilton there, the Hollywood Hilton. I don't know what I was doing. I remember first coming into Miami.
Are you going to get to the story?
Hey, Margaret, I'm telling the whole thing. Just give her the backstory, Margaret.
Sorry.
You know.
Yeah, Ms. Gray.
Don't yeah, Ms. Gray me. All right, go ahead, Phil.
When I first got down here, I was at a Hilton. The station put me up at a station at the station. The hotel put me up at a radio station.
The station put you up at a radio station?
The radio station put... No, at a hotel.
Yeah.
Look, if you monkeys don't pull it together, I'm gonna start swinging from vines myself.
Wait a minute. The station...
What are you talking about?
Don't worry what I'm talking about, bud. Just keep your eyes on your own knitting.
The station...
Well, it's like this every day because I can go back and come back in.
No, wait. The station put me up at a hotel out near the Everglades. And the first thing I said was, this is nice, but I'm going to, you know, move my hotel at least. So I came over here to the beach, and I got a hotel over here in Bell Harbor. It was the old,
Well, it was the Sheraton. Now I don't know what it is.
You're right, because it was the Sheraton Bell Harbor. And then I moved up from the Sheraton Bell Harbor about a few miles to Hollywood Beach. I don't know why, because I just kept driving along the coast. Got a room there, and it was there that I noticed right across the street was these apartments. Yeah, Brad.
Right. But you're going to talk about meeting me, right?
What's everybody in such a hurry for?
Yeah. Sorry.
So...
Sorry, Mr. Ernie. Look, Mr. Rifkin.
Don't... I can tell. Brad, I'll get to you in a minute.
All right. Your name is what is it?
My name's Bud Dickman.
All right. I'm sorry.
So, as it happened... this apartment was available. So I rented the apartment, and I walked down the street one day, and in a little shop there, not more than three blocks south down Ocean, was this shop, and in I walked to get, I think, a pack of cigarettes, right, Brad?
Yeah, well, it was, I think it was more, I don't know if it was a pack of cigarettes. Yeah, it must have been a pack of cigarettes, like a Coca-Cola or something like that.
Right. And so that began our acquaintance. I met Brad, I heard him, and you were talking to somebody about, literally, about a Kanish?
Yeah, I said, you want a Kanish? They indicated me they want to buy a Kanish. I said, okay, it's over there. And I said, some other thing. But you said to me, and I think I said this on the...
Well, Brad is featured as on our video cast today, and he tells the story of... Phil thought your voice was rather arresting, you know?
Yeah, he thought it was very distinctive. Yeah, you said to me, where are you from, as you asked me, and I said, I come from New York City, and then Phil says to me, what the, I bet you anything, what, no, I know, I said it to you.
Yeah, you said to me, what do you think, who do you think my favorite football team is?
Right.
And I said, well, I don't know, I guess the New York Giants, and
you said the New York Giants or the Miami Dolphins.
Right, the New York Giants or the Miami Dolphins.
And I said, no, it's the Buffalo Bills. It's my favorite football team. I said, everybody, and I said, and you will find out. You just brand new to Florida, to South Florida. He says, yeah. And I said, well, you will find out that that is the wrong football team to root for in Miami on account of the
rivalry they have with the Dolphins.
Right, right. And that's like a lizard that just...
Oh, my God. Did you see the lizard?
Yes, it's okay.
They got lizards here.
Margaret, it's Florida.
Well, I know they have human lizards, you know, but...
Yeah, it's very funny.
All right. So anyway, Brad, getting back to you.
Yeah. Getting back to you, Brad.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't mean to...
No, I just noticed when I saw the lizard, I thought of a lot of the creeps that my husband used to hang around with.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry, Frank.
So, Brad, excuse me for the interruptions. It's all right. So, all right. So, and then I said to you, oh, the Buffalo Bills. And that began an aspect of our relationship whereby you were incorporated into the show. I began to interview Brad once a week during football season.
Right, right. Phil interviewed me during the football season and I would come on, I'd talk all about how much I love the Buffalo Bills. I also sang that song.
You did. You sang, you ripped off, or didn't rip off, but...
No, I did. I ripped it off. I ripped off the Miami Dolphin fight song, which originally was the Houston Oilers fight song, so I don't know what these people are, you know...
Oh, yeah, it's Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, right, and I made it Buffalo Bills, and it was originally the Houston Oilers, so...
And the Houston Oilers, of course, what, bud?
Right, what's the Houston...
That's the, even I know that's what the Tennessee,
it's the Tennessee something.
It's the Tennessee Titans.
There, that's it.
That's who the Houston Oilers is.
Yeah, that's who the Houston Oilers is. Thank you, bud. We'll get to you.
All right.
Yeah, that's the Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee and they became the Tennessee Titans. But they had that fight song. So I took it and the Dolphins actually took it. And then I took it from the Dolphins. I made it into the Buffalo Bill fight song. Figured, hey, if the Dolphins stole it, I can too.
And the great thing about having you on the show, Brad, is that you really stuck it to the Dolphin fans, and it was always a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was always fun to stick it to the Dolphin fans. And like I said on the video cast, I came out to the Dolphin pregame that Phil and those guys would do. They were on the air, and I don't know if he was on the air for this one weekend, but I was there wearing my Buffalo Bills Zuba pants.
Yeah, we had about... maybe a half a dozen to a dozen at best Buffalo Bill fans in this tent on the parking lot at the Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah, and we're all surrounded by Dolphin fans. There's about at least a few hundred Dolphin fans there, and there's like 12 of us Buffalo Bill fans. And Phil had me and these Buffalo fans sing the Buffalo fight song.
Yeah, and you guys showed a great...
My God, that's suicide.
Phil, why would you have them do that?
No, it was fun. It was fun, Ms. Gray. It was actually a lot of fun. The Dolphin fans they're very good-natured about it.
Yeah, they were hooting at you guys, but that was about it.
Yeah, that was about it. They got all pissed off, but it was fun, and that was the fun thing about coming on your show is pissing off a lot of the Dolphin fans.
Now, you live in Vegas now.
I live in Las Vegas, yeah.
And your actual real name is Brad Rifkin, but you use the name that you used in...
the name I used when I was on your show in Miami was Brad the Booger Belmonte, which was the name that I...
The name you used.
Yeah, it's the name that I used. So,
yeah, sort of a nom de plume.
A what?
I think it's nom de plume.
Nom,
No, excuse me. It's nom de plume.
What? Okay, thanks, Margaret. That's great.
Thank you.
So, Brad, you did all that stuff with us, and then I went to California.
Yeah, and you went to California, and that's when I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to hang around here because there's no more Phil Henry show, and I don't want to go on WQAM, which is the sports station. Which, whatever, you know. And so I said...
Did they offer you a job?
No, they didn't. They didn't. Nor would I have accepted one, because I was, at that point, I wanted to get out of Miami and go, like you went to the West Coast, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? Because I always loved Vegas, and I've traveled to Vegas at least once every couple of years. And I said, well, I'm going to relocate to Vegas.
And you went to Las Vegas and started an advertising agency. Had you had any other... advertising agency experience? What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm not used to talking to someone who smiles as much as you do.
I like to smile when I'm interviewing people. Good God.
Well, no,
he didn't mean anything by it, Margaret.
Margaret, I'm sure he meant well.
I mean well by that, Ms. Gray. Just when you talk, you're like, yeah, hi, you know.
I smile to put my interview subjects at ease. All right.
Yes, can I point out something?
Yes.
You've got lipstick on your teeth.
What a dick.
She just called me a dick.
No, I didn't.
She's going off to,
What are you doing, Margaret?
Well, what do you think I'm doing? I'm rubbing the lipstick off my teeth, Sherlock.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, that's Margaret Gray. You got it, Margaret?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, I'm sorry. What was your question? I apologize.
Well, no.
I was taken by the fact that you were smiling.
I do smile, as I say. No, my question is, let's move on to something else. Here's my question. So you go to Las Vegas, you start the advertising agency. Now, didn't I hear you, and I think I did, on Phil's show when he was in Los Angeles, talking about Terry Schiavo.
Yeah, that was...
No, hold on. Terry Schiavo...
Margaret, I don't want to get into that, okay? That was a situ... Folks, go to our website... And you can, subject hunt that.
Yeah, that's... Look, let me just say this about that.
Well, so you're preempting me, Phil.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. There's certain things we want to talk about and certain things we don't. If you want to know what Margaret's talking about, go to our website, go to our search engine. You can find the show. But go ahead, Brad. Pick it up.
All right. Well, I was just simply going to say that I had the idea of selling a water utilizing a certain images in the news, and it probably wasn't the smartest thing. I had a lot of, and I come on Phil's show, and
what was the name of the water?
I don't even remember now. I don't remember what it was. I think it was, I don't know what it was, but it was water.
Right, and you used certain images from the news to sell the water, and it didn't go over that great.
No, it did not go over that great, and that shows you that I was kind of stupid. But the thing of it is I was trying to take my cue. And I'm not blaming you for this, Phil, but I was sort of taking my cue from you because you were just pissing everybody off. And so I thought, well, what difference does it make what I do? And next thing I know, I'm getting my chops busted.
My special guest here, folks, is Brad Rifkin. He is an advertising executive from Las Vegas, Nevada. I met him in Miami some almost 30 years ago now when Brad was running just a little sandwich and coffee shop, right?
Yeah, it was called a Beach Coffee.
It was called what?
Called Beach Coffee, right there on Ocean and Hallandale Beach Boulevard.
And that's where we met. And I had him on my show and found out about his love of the Buffalo Bills. And how do you like this quarterback that Buffalo's got?
This Josh Allen kid is great. And he's going to be everything that Jim... And I love Jim Kelly, don't get me wrong. But he's going to be everything that Jim Kelly was not, which is a guy that can win a Super Bowl.
So you think that's...
Are you kidding me or something? Buffalo's not, they've never won a Super Bowl, and they never can.
What are you talking about, man?
All right, look, let's not debate.
I don't want a sports show here, Phil. You want to do a sports show, I want to step out.
We're not doing a sports show, bud.
Sorry.
Hey, but let me say something, okay? On that point that you just made, that's a ridiculous statement.
Okay. But anyway, Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen's a great quarterback, and I think that, I think he's going to do it. But,
Why'd you become a Buffalo Bill fan?
I just, I've always been sort of contrary my whole life, but mostly because everybody on my street was either, everyone on my street was a Jet fan. And so I right away, I wasn't going to be a Jet fan. And then my uncle was a New York Giant fan. I said later for that, I moved to Miami, and everybody in Miami was going gaga and just, yeah, over to Miami Dolphins, and I wanted to throw up. So
you became a Buffalo Bill fan when you were in...
Yeah, when I was in Miami.
And you did that because because you wanted to piss off Dolphin fans.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's rather negative, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't see it as negative. I see it as just a way to have some fun.
Brad Rifkin, who, while he was on our show in Miami, was known as Brad the Booger Belmonte.
Brad the Booger Belmonte. Now, what is that?
Is that like something hanging out of the nose?
Something hanging out of the nose. No, that's a...
But...
Well...
No, that's just sort of a common nickname that's used. And, frankly, I don't know why. But, no, I was never thinking that it was... You know, you got to go to some low places to think of yourself as something that hangs out of someone's nose.
Well, I had no idea about your mental state at the time, what you did it.
My mental state was fine, okay? I was not overly depressed about anything, but I just thought it had an alliteration. You know what that means?
You know what alliteration means, bud?
Yeah, it means that one letter of the same letter is used in successive words.
Get a load of this guy. Where did you learn that?
What do you mean, where do I... I can look it up in a dictionary?
Wow.
Okay, all right. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, bud. It is using the same letter to begin a quick succession of words. And I thought Brad the Booger Belmonte is all. So,
all right. So let's take a break here. We'll get back to more from our friend Brad the Booger Belmonte here in Miami, where 30 years ago I made his acquaintance. He became a part of our radio show. Haven't had you on in a while, Brad. You want to come back on the show?
Well, I'm on it right now, right?
Bingo. Ooh. Nice going, brains.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real put down.
Well, I'm on it now.
Nice going, Einstein.
Way to do it there, Dr. Hawking. Okay. We're going to be right back with more from Brad the Booger Belmonte, Brad Rifkin.
Yeah, nice going, Mr. Wizard.
Okay. Brad Rifkin, when we come back to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, folks, it's Brad Rifkin, and it's my great pleasure to promote to you the world famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. It's a subscription to his website for a month or for a year. When you get that, you get 50,000 plus hours of Phil's radio show, his digital show, video content, home movies, other audio content. For instance, there were shows at the Hollywood Improv that exist to this day on tape there on the Phil Henry Show. Also have other podcasts like the Bobby Dooley podcast, and also there's the new Elcott The Next Step show that features on Sundays, not to mention the Saturday Cinema. Put it all together and what do you got? Jesus, you know.
Yeah, it's great. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Get a subscription now. I demand it. I simply demand it of you now at philhenryshow.com.
The greatest value online other than porn?
Really?
Yeah. Okay, other than porn.
And welcome back, folks, here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Actually, no, it's... Oh, I'm sorry. We're at the Phil Henry Show from Weston, Florida, South Florida, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
Brad.
Thank you, Bud Dickman. I'm here with Brad Rifkin, and we are indeed in South Florida, I have told the story.
You're down here to take care of a dog or something, right?
I was taking care of Kirby because my fiance and my lady Jackie was doing jury duty.
Oh, yeah. That can be that's a real time cruncher right there.
Well, you got to do it. It's part of our duty.
No. No doubt about that. But,
well, she went down there.
You belched. Yeah, I know I belched.
Yeah, you got to point it out.
I have to point these things out, otherwise they get through. I'm sorry, Brad. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah, it's,
Anyway,
Cut that out?
Yeah, I'll cut it out.
Sorry.
Anyway, so Brad, we have Brad with us because he had spent time on our radio show at WIOD, and a lot of time with us as well on the national show.
Yeah, well, you went nationally syndicated, of course. Everybody was talking about it, and they had it on in Vegas. And I'm like going, yeah, you know, this is pretty solid. So that I got on the advertising agency, when I got on your show, I thought this is going to be great for business.
Was it?
No.
Well, now there you go. There's a story. Why was that?
Well, I don't know, you know.
Maybe, Brad, it wasn't good for business because you were promoting water on the back of, all right, I'll say it, a woman who was in a coma.
Oh, my God. Well,
are you kidding me or something?
You know.
Okay, I mean, it was a bad business decision.
Yeah. That was a very, you know,
if I'd known that,
well, you would have known it, Margaret, because you were on the show with me when it happened.
Phil just went, you were on the
Yeah, what were we saying, Phil?
You heard what I said.
Well, look, I don't want to get a big argument going here. I don't know who was on the show then.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you were on the show and you knew all about it. Blink if you're thirsty.
Oh, that. Was that you?
Yes, that was me.
Oh, that was very ill-advised.
Yeah. And yes, it was very ill-advised. So it took me a few years to dig out from under the refuse of that. I was like buried in garbage for years because of that bad decision. But
all right. So, but has advertising since then been kinder to you?
Yeah, because I've, you know, what I'm doing now, I'm not swinging for the fences as much. I do a lot of local ad sales as well as a lot of local radio and TV, and I got a few really good solid clients. You know,
well, like for instance.
Well, I got Vermin Patio Furniture.
Vermin Patio Furniture.
That's right. That's right. Vermin Patio Furniture. It'll be crawling all over you by sundown. What is so funny? Yeah, Vermin Patio Furniture. It's run by Terry and Stan Vermin.
Your love of vermin furniture will be crawling over.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
Oh, don't give me that. What are you laughing at, Phil?
So that's your big account, huh?
Hey, Phil, you know something? I could take this personally, man.
All right, I'm sorry. But that sounds, isn't that kind of weird?
What's weird about it? Look, the last name of this couple is Vermin.
And they sell patio furniture.
Yeah. And it's damn good. And you will love it so much. It'll like you. It's crawling on you.
Yeah, kind of like a rodent or something. A rodent out of a wall.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you know what? It works for them, and it works, more importantly, it works for the Las Vegas market.
Oh, I'll bet it does.
Yeah, well, you know, don't put the people in Vegas down. It's a great town. Great, regular, normal people. It's kind of like L.A., you know? Everybody thinks L.A. is Hollywood. Get out of Hollywood and there's like normal people. Same thing with Vegas. Get off the strip and you meet like normal people and they're going about their everyday normal walks of life and the normal things what they do, you know.
All right, okay. So what other accounts do you have?
We got a wonderful account now, and I just signed these guys. All the problem we had with Blink If You're Thirsty, but this is a great one. It's Love Water. And they deliver this to your home. Now get this, Phil. This is great drinking water. Probably the purest drinking water that you'll ever get. But it's fantastic for...
Oh, my God.
It's called Love Drinking Water. And I came up with the idea. This water is so pure and so delicious, I'll drink it right out of this toilet.
Are you kidding me?
No, I did this.
This was a TV campaign. Because I heard about this.
Yeah, it was a TV campaign.
Now, wait a minute. You drank out of...
You drink it out of an unflushed toilet or what?
What do you think, man? Of course I didn't.
Well, what's the whole thing with the toilet?
This was great. Love Water. And I said to the owners of this company, the Hooten Brothers.
The Hooten Brothers.
That's right. You know, Phil, this is getting really hostile.
No, she's...
I'm just breaking your chops. Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I said to the Hooten Brothers, you want to sell your water? Here's a way to do it. Your water is so delicious and so pure. Let's fill this toilet with it. I'm Brad Rifkin. I run Rifkin Advertising, and it's my proud association with Love Water that gives me no fear of the thing what I'm going to do right now. And I took out a big straw, stuck it in a toilet, and I said, this toilet is full of Love Water. The Hooten Brothers. The Hooten Brothers to you. The Hooten Brothers bring you Love Water. From the Hooten Brothers comes, and I put this, and I said, this toilet is full of Love Water from the Hooten Brothers to you. I put the straw in the toilet, and I started drinking out of it. I look up at the camera, I go, yeah. I went, fantastic.
Why would you do that?
Because nothing proves to a people more about the purity of water than if you're drinking it right out of a toilet.
I gotta hand it. You know what? I gotta hand it to you, Rifkin. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think it is. I wouldn't buy the water, but it sounds beautiful.
You wouldn't buy the water, huh? I guarantee you.
I gotta see this ad.
Well, we had it a few years ago. But those are the two accounts. Love Water and... Love Water and Vermin Patio Furniture. Those two put me on the map in Vegas, and I've never looked back.
Yeah, what? Well, it's...
I think that your creativity is to be admired. I can't think of a time, though, that when I see a man take a straw, put it in a toilet, and drink out of it, that I'm going to buy that water. You see?
Well, that's the difference between you, Ms. Gray, and...
And I feel I'm a very, you know, discriminating consumer. I'm a wife and a mother.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but that love water took off.
Now, is this bottled or...
No, no, it comes to your house. We bring you the, or they bring you, the water bottles. It's a water bottle. It's a water bottle.
It's a water bottle.
I mean...
It's a water bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a water bottle company is what I'm trying to say, and they bring that to your home, just like Arrowhead or any of these other water bottles, and they replace your, you know, you replenish your system with the new water. Also, they can be, we have purification systems, too.
Well, what, you know, okay, well, I don't want to, you're going to ask me what's the message of drinking straight out of a toilet is simply this. The water is so pure, you can drink it out of a toilet.
Well, one could imagine that any water could be,
yeah, one could. But no one had the guts until Brad Rifkin came along and proved this water, love water, drink it out of a toilet. Yeah.
All right, Brad. It's been great talking to you. It's been a great, been great seeing you. And
yeah, do you have any? Do you have a business card?
I do. Here's a business card right here.
And I suppose if people want to contact Love Water,
yeah, they can. Well, yeah, you know, just look them up. Love Water. I think they're still in business. I don't know.
You don't even know if these people are still in business.
No, I wouldn't know. I don't even know if Vermin Patio Furniture is still in business. I just simply, you know, they were two early accounts.
Okay, well, congratulations on your business success out in Vegas. And God bless you, bro. And been good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Phil. Brad Rifkin here, everybody, saying so long. And it's great being back here in South Florida. Great talking to Phil. And don't forget, for all of the very finest in advertising efforts, if you need a guy that's going to give you the best possible representation of the public in terms of advertising public relations, it's Brad Rifkin Advertising. That's Rad Rifkin. Rad, Jesus.
People do that a lot.
Sorry, yeah, Brad Rifkin Advertising, Court Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada. I got nervous. I was fine until the very end of the show, and now I'm best. I got nervous.
You're doing good, man.
I'm doing good because I'm leaving. Hey, this is Brad the Booger Bill, Brad the Booger Bill Monday. And you've been listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One, yeah.
And thank you, Brad.
Yeah, don't forget Vermin Furniture.
Vermin Patio Furniture.